News now.
Overrest, workplace fat. I'm Bart Neckert. The longest government shutdown in the nation's history is over, at least for now. Correspondent Linda Kenyon with more.
The deal reached Friday afternoon and signed by the president several hours later reopens the federal government after 35 long days. The deal does not include funding for President Trump's border wall, while it gives negotiators the next few weeks to craft a border security plan. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked if the Democrats had a strategy that gave them exactly what they were looking for.
We helped make it clear to the president, to the public, that the president was the one in charge of the shutdown.
President Trump insists he did not cave to Democratic demands, and he reminded everyone that if he doesn't like the deal that the negotiators come up with, another partial government shutdown could follow. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
President Trump's confidant, Roger Stone, has been charged with lying about his pursuit of Russian hacked emails damaging to Hillary Clinton's 2016 election bid. Is your workplace making you fat? More from correspondent Ann Cates.
Pizzas ordered for a lunch meeting or cake for a colleague's birthday can pack on the calories. According to a study in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, munchies provided by or purchased at work need to better align with healthy food guidelines and avoid high sodium or refined grain. Researchers tell MarketWatch that 150 million Americans spend most of their waking hours on the job and might be prone to stress eating. Coffee is the item most consumed at the office, followed by regular soft drinks and sandwiches. I'm Ann Cates.
The swoosh expected to be on the front of Major League Baseball uniforms starting in 2020. Nike will succeed Majestic Athletic as Major League Baseball's uniform supplier for the 2020 season. The 10-year deal replaces one announced in December 2016 for Under Armour to replace Majestic. I'm Bart Neckert.
What's up, guys? It's Elena. And when it comes to dating, many people say love has gotten lost. But if you still believe in love, Match is the app for you. Match has created millions of love stories. They've been number one in first and second dates, number one in marriages, and over 1 million babies made. Plus, the Match app got rid of swiping, so people put more thought into their choices. You can now view photos and read more about the people you see. So download the Match app for free today and find someone who believes in love just like you do.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Some reports allege players of the online game Fortnite may be helping to fuel organized crime.
An investigation by Britain's The Independent, together with cybersecurity firm Sixkill, into online black markets selling V-Bucks, Fortnite's in-game currency, reveals a money laundering operation. The online battle games become popular with kids and teens because it's free to play and available on every major gaming platform. But the paper reports money spent within the game to buy outfits, weapons, and the like has also made it popular with cyber criminals. Stolen credit cards are being used to purchase the virtual V-Bucks. Then by selling V-Bucks at a discounted rate to players or in bulk on the dark web, the criminals, often using Bitcoin as a means of exchange, are effectively able to launder the money. I'm Scott Carr.
Big bucks indeed. U.S. stocks finishing higher as tech companies jumped on Friday. Other companies that stand to benefit are also up. I'm Bart Neckert.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A couple of earlier accidents on the Beltway in Prince George's County, one on the Interloop near the BW Parkway, another one on the Interloop at 450, all cleared away. Lanes are open. Do be aware of some construction now, though, in Landover on Route 50 eastbound at 704 with the two right lanes closed with pothole repair work. And also, we did have reports of accident activity westbound on 50 at 704, so use caution there. And also, we do have some construction work right now in Bailey's Crossroads, actually emergency repairs that has Columbia Pike closed in both directions between Carlin Springs Road and Greenbrier Street.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, Into Africa at 10, The Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, The Del Walmsley Show at 2, Mortgage Radio at 3, Real Estate Today at 7, and Into Africa again at 9 on WMAL.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 1/31/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Hi, I'm Helen Flynn, Realtor and Seniors Real Estate Specialist with Long & Foster. You've heard me on Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Do you or a loved one have questions about where you'll go when you can no longer maintain a large home or want to learn about the real estate process? Join me in McLean or Rockville at our Senior Solutions Roundtables, where we will discuss those questions and much more. Just Google the Eric Stewart Group right now to register.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned Ford, you got to visit my friends at Coles Parkway Ford in Woodbridge, Virginia during their end-of-the-month sales event. Tremendous savings on end-of-model year F-150s, where you can save more than $11,000 on select models. Wow! Now is a great time to buy a four-wheel drive vehicle from Coles Parkway Ford. You can buy a Ford anywhere, but Coles Parkway Ford is committed to your complete satisfaction with four consecutive President's Awards. Exclusively now for WMAL listeners, get a $500 savings certificate toward the purchase of a new or used vehicle just for mentioning WMAL. That's right, $500 exclusively for WMAL listeners. Coles Parkway Ford has one of the largest selections in the area, and they're going to meet or beat any advertised price. If you buy a Ford anywhere else, you'll simply pay too much. Visit Coles Parkway Ford, located in Woodbridge, or online at COWLESFord.com. That's Coles with a W. Remember, if you buy a Ford anywhere else, you'll simply pay too much.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. It is good to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houghton, and our producer this morning. Just when you think it couldn't get any more interesting, it gets even more interesting. And the president, of course, yesterday finally reopening the government on day 35 of the shutdown. And he's taken a lot of gas this morning from a lot of different angles. But what do you do? You have Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, who would absolutely not budge We've gone 35 days at this point without a death attributed to the shutdown. I have not heard of any reported deaths attributed to the shutdown, which to me is amazing. But you're getting to that pressure point where government employees now had gone 2 weeks, two cycles without paychecks, and it was time. And clearly, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were not going to budge on it. So the president did the right thing and the reasonable thing and reopened the government. And what is being neglected in the criticism of the president, people saying he caved, Ann Coulter saying he's now an even bigger wimp than George H.W. Bush. Ann Coulter, one of the people that got him into this position, so not sure she should be as vocal as she is about this situation. But anyway, point being, there was a lot of pressure yesterday, and I think the president realized that the right thing to do and the smart thing to do is to reopen the government. He's been rather adamant about saying 3 weeks, get it done in 3 weeks, or else we go to the next phase, which is probably him declaring a national emergency. It wouldn't surprise me at all if that's what he does. But what, New York Daily News this morning has the cover, the caveman? Whatever. Here's how it went down yesterday afternoon. He was in the Rose Garden addressing the nation.
Fellow Americans, I am very proud to announce today that we have reached a deal to end the shutdown and reopen the federal government.
And he continued on the program at the Rose Garden yesterday.
As everyone knows, I have a very powerful alternative, but I didn't want to use it at this time. Hopefully it will be unnecessary.
And the president went on to obviously immediately thank the government workers, and I thought he was very gracious about this.
I want to thank all of the incredible federal workers and their amazing families who have shown such extraordinary devotion in the face of this recent hardship. You are fantastic people. You are incredible patriots. Many of you have suffered far greater than anyone but your families would know or understand. And not only did you not complain, but in many cases you encouraged me to keep going because you care so much about our country and about its border security.
So he's pretty adamant about the three-week notion. We'll read a tweet from him a little later on and also a tweet from Sarah Sanders. But here's what he had to say about this three-week period.
In a short while, I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks until February 15th. I will make sure that all employees receive their back pay very quickly or as soon as possible. It'll happen fast.
Now, this is where it gets kind of funny, because here's where he says maybe they'll put the partisanship aside. I don't think so, but here's how he put it.
I am asking Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to put this proposal on the floor immediately. After 36 days of spirited debate and dialogue, I have seen and heard from enough Democrats and Republicans that they are willing to put partisanship aside, I think, and put the security of the American people first. I do believe they're going to do that. They have said they are for complete border security, and they have finally and fully acknowledged that having barriers, fencing, or walls, or whatever you want to call it, will be an important part of the solution.
And here's how he sees it going down in terms of the process.
A bipartisan conference committee of House and Senate lawmakers and leaders will immediately begin reviewing the requests of our homeland security experts, and experts they are, and also law enforcement professionals who have worked with us so closely. We want to thank Border Patrol, ICE, and all law enforcement. Been incredible.
Well, that's how it went down in the Rose Garden yesterday. Then Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi had their little press conference, and we'll get into that in just a minute because we're going to stop down and check the traffic and weather. We'll also get the response from Lindsey Graham. We'll have the very latest tweets from the president and Sarah Sanders last night. So obviously plenty to cover this morning. And we haven't even touched the Roger Stone story. So it is a busy Saturday morning update, or as they say, a busy breaking news morning here. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
In Montgomery County, we have accident activity northbound on 270 at exit 18. The exit for Maryland 121 Clarksburg Road looks like they are along the left side of the roadway, so use some caution there. Elsewhere, do be aware of some construction right now on 295 northbound between the Naval Research Lab and Malcolm X Avenue, and they are two lanes to maintain to the left, so watch for the construction along the right side of the roadway. And also, we do have the construction on northbound DC 295 at Pennsylvania Avenue, and that is along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it is a chilly one out there this morning. If you're headed out, look for frost on the windshield because it's 22 degrees right now. Going up to 41 this afternoon. We'll be down to 27 tonight. Cloudy and 49 for the high on Sunday. Monday looks partly cloudy with a high of 40. We've got some showers in the mix for Tuesday with a high of 44 and sunshine Wednesday up to 29. Right now in Washington, it is 22 degrees, expected to go up to 41. 617 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, we are talking about, obviously, the end of the government shutdown. The president signing into law H.J. Res 28, joint resolution, further additional continuing appropriations act of 2019, the short-term continuing resolution providing fiscal year 2019 appropriations through February 15th, 2019. Now, everybody's gloating about this as though the president lost and Nancy and Chuck and the Democrats won and there's a new sheriff in town, Sheriff Pelosi, yada, yada, yada. Just wait till we come up on February 15th. I would not make any plans for Valentine's Day if you're in the media, okay? Because that is the night before February 15th, and there are going to be more fireworks. If you think this is over, this is the first inning, okay? This is the first inning. And the more they beat him up, the harder he's going to come back swinging. He's not going to give up on this. I mean, the idea that everybody thinks, oh, it's over, you know, he wimped out. I don't think so. Well, here's what Chuckie Schumer had to say about it.
It reopens the government without preconditions and gives Democrats and Republicans an opportunity to discuss border security without holding hundreds of thousands of American workers hostage. Hopefully, it means a lesson has been learned. Shutting down government over a policy difference is self-defeating.
The lesson learned. All right, so we might as well, you know, slap the president around a little bit. Nancy was a little more gracious about it, but that was among the things that Chuck Schumer said. Well, we could go on and on about the shutdown, but we need to move on to the pre-dawn raid in Fort Lauderdale. Now, you've probably heard about this by now, but Roger Stone was indicted and arrested. And if you saw the video of this, and we're gonna play Roger Stone here in just a second. He was on Tucker Carlson last night, and we're gonna play that momentarily. But it was a pretty amazing scene in Fort Lauderdale. Now, this is Roger Stone. He's 66 years old, okay? And the FBI came in, and I guess the Fort Lauderdale authorities were there as well. And there were 17 vehicles, 29 officers, some in tactical gear, all right? Guns drawn for a white-collar criminal that's indicted for lying. I mean, CNN was there. They say, well, it was just our brilliant speculative journalism because there was grand jury activity the day before. A lot of people think they were tipped off. But CNN has it on video, so you need to see the video if you haven't. But there is one thing that you missed. CNN did not catch this in the video. Miami Vice detectives Crockett and Tibbs brought a fleet of speedboats in from Miami in case Roger Stone made a break for it up the Intercoastal Waterway. You do remember Sonny Crockett and Tibbs from Miami Vice. They came out of retirement to bring the boats up, and Lieutenant Turillo was there too. Anyway, here's how Roger Stone described how it went down.
Is there something we don't know? Do you have an arsenal at home? Had you made threats against prosecutors, threats of violence? I mean, is there context that we don't have?
No. Well, first of all, it's disconcerting that CNN was aware that I would be arrested before my lawyers were informed. So that's disturbing. If it was a dangerous situation, which would merit the SWAT team, well, then CNN's cameramen would be in danger. I don't know why they would be allowed to be there. I had no firearm in the house. I don't have a permit for a firearm. I don't own a firearm. Only my wife, my two dogs, and my three cats were at home. I'm not a flight risk. In fact, I think my passport has expired, or it will expire in a few days. I have no record of criminal past. And frankly, they just could have contacted my attorney, and I would have voluntarily turned myself in. The proof of this is that only hours later, the judge granted me a $250,000 surety bond, meaning on my signature with no funds put forward, because I'm not a flight risk. And as far as the government's contention that they were concerned that I would destroy evidence, they've been in my email and my text messages and my phone calls for 2 years.
Yeah, he was going to flush 2 years of emails down the toilet by the time they got into the living room. But anyway, a lot of people are wondering about the drama that was created there, and a lot of the pundits are saying this is all part of the squeeze tactics. It's all part of pressure that the special counsel's office is putting on Roger Stone, obviously, and what they put on Michael Cohen and what they put on Paul Manafort as well. So that was with Tucker Carlson. If you did not see the interview last night with Roger Stone, you try and watch the whole thing at some point over the weekend, because it's very interesting, and you get some insight into kind of what he's going through, where he's coming from. And what a lot of the pundits have been pointing out is that his arrest here of Roger Stone is for a crime that was committed as a result of the investigation. It wasn't a crime committed before the investigation. They weren't investigating him on a crime. The investigation started, and then he said things. He claims he forgot something in his testimony, whatever. Whether he lied, whether he forgot, you know, the court will decide that, or I guess, or the jury. But the bottom line is that there were no crimes committed before the investigation started. I think they call this a process crime. It's a result of the process of the investigation. It wasn't something committed before. So you're going along fine in life, and then all of a sudden all this stuff comes up, and then you try and cover up something that wasn't a crime to begin with, and all of a sudden you've committed a crime because you hadn't committed one before. A very tricky process. As some have said, not me, of course, but as some have said, is this the best you got? Is this the best the special counsel's office has got? We'll see. But obviously, the lib media was really having a ball yesterday between Stone being arrested and then the perceived cave by the president. It was a big day for the liberal pundits. But ain't over till it's over. And I would mark your calendar for February 14th and 15th, because it will be fascinating to see what happens.
Are you using insurance to protect your family? Remember, your insurance needs will change with every change in your finances, especially if you add new assets or take on new debt. This is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WML's Wise Investor Show. A good financial advisor can help you with your entire financial plan, including insurance. Give us a call today and learn how we can work with you.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
There are at least three ways to lower your Novec electric bill. You could live off the grid. You could set your thermostat no higher than 68 degrees in winter. Or you could follow the ways to save tips on Novec.com. You'll discover how installing and using a programmable thermostat can save you about $330 a year. Novec helps you save energy, which saves you money. Novec, helping you save.
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, January 26th and 27th. That's the SGK Gun Show at the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, January 26th and 27th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
Saturday morning update, we're at 6:26, obviously talking about the shutdown, and you've heard the president's response, you've heard Chuck Schumer's response. Now we have Lindsey Graham. He was interviewed shortly after the announcement in the Rose Garden.
To my Democratic colleagues, I've been working with you for a decade. You voted in 2013 for $42 billion to secure our border, 700 miles of fencing. You've done this in the past. This president is willing to give a better life to the DACA TPS population. The TPS recipients are going to lose their legal status, and this president's willing to work with them if he can get something in return, securing our border. As to shutting the government down again, that makes no sense to me. What I want to do is shut down the crime coming across the border. The real danger to this country is a broken border. To my Democratic colleagues, this is the best chance I've seen since 2006 to get a deal that is a win-win for all of us. Take advantage of it. If you don't, by February the 15th, this president has one choice left: to do it by himself through executive action. That's the last option, but it may be the only option if Democrats won't work with us. To Nancy Pelosi, all you've done is say no. Every time he's put an idea on the table, every time he's moved, you just tell him no. All I can say is to my Democratic senators who took the floor yesterday, eight of you promised to work with this president to do more on wall security, border funding, barrier funding. If you can push your colleagues to where you're at, we'll get a deal good for the country.
So that was Lindsey Graham shortly after the announcement, and things were sort of spinning a little out of control yesterday afternoon in terms of the perception of who won, who lost in all of this. So at about 4:33 yesterday afternoon, the president tweeted, quote, "I wish people would read or listen to my words on the border wall. This was in no way a concession. It was taking care of millions of people who were getting badly hurt by the shutdown with the understanding that in 21 days, if no deal is done, it's off to the races." Sarah Sanders last night reiterating on her Twitter feed, "In 21 days, President at Real Donald Trump is moving forward building the wall with or without the Democrats. The only outstanding question is whether the Democrats want something or nothing." So, as I mentioned earlier, it ain't over. Mark your calendar.
Has foot pain changed your lifestyle? Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton, and I love long-distance running, yet a few years ago, the pain in my feet was debilitating. I tried new shoes and drugstore cushions with no results. Finally, I went to the Good Feet store and found the answer: personally fit arch supports. They helped so much I ran my first marathon that year. Then, because I believed in the Good Feet system so much, I bought the store. Come into the Good Feet store today for your free personal fitting and test walk. The Good Feet store is located in Rockville, Richmond, Newport News, and opening soon in Fairfax.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm Attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
It's 6:30, and coming up on the Saturday morning update, we'll be talking with Charlie Spearing from Breitbart, get his read on White House politics these days. Also talking with Jennifer Harper. John Gizzi is on the way. John Gizzi was in the Rose Garden yesterday when the president made the announcement. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is on the way. We're going to talk to him about that situation in Venezuela and the process that was used in the arrest yesterday. And also, we will be talking with Cheryl Atkinson later on this morning. So a lot to cover on the Saturday morning update. And we've hit the major stories of the morning. Of course, President Trump signing the bill to reopen the government for 3 weeks, backing down from his demand that Congress give him money for the border wall before federal agencies get back to work. He signed legislation last night, and it reopens shuttered agencies until February 15th, and he will again attempt to persuade lawmakers to finance the border wall. The deal he reached with congressional leaders does not contain any new money for the wall, but does end the longest shutdown in U.S. history. Roger Stone, President Trump's longtime friend and advisor, has been charged with lying about his pursuit of Russian-hacked emails damaging to Hillary Clinton's 2016 election bid. Prosecutors allege that senior Trump campaign officials sought to leverage the stolen material into a White House win. Now, Roger Stone is a self-proclaimed dirty trickster. He was arrested by the FBI in the pre-dawn raid yesterday morning in Fort Lauderdale. He swiftly blasted the prosecution as politically motivated, Stone proclaiming his innocence and predicting his vindication. Venezuela's political showdown moves to the United Nations, where a Security Council meeting called by the United States will pit the backers of President Nicolas Maduro against the Trump administration and supporters of the country's self-declared interim leader, Juan Guaido. And interim leader has also gotten the support of a number of countries around the world. Mike Pompeo expected to address the meeting today along with the Venezuelan foreign minister and other council members, including supporters of both dueling presidents. That session comes a day after the interim president vowed to remain on the streets until his country has a transitional government, Maduro digging in and accusing his opponents of orchestrating a coup. Michael Jackson's estate is blasting a documentary that tells the stories of two men who accuse Michael Jackson of sexually molesting them while they were young boys, calling the film, quote, tabloid character assassination. A statement released by Jackson's estate late last night calls the men Wade Robeson and James Safechuck two perjurers, a reference to sworn statements the men gave when Jackson was alive that he had not abused them. The men leveled their abuse allegations after Jackson's death. The pair's stories are the basis for documentary Leaving Neverland, a four-hour film that will air later this year on HBO. It earned a somber standing ovation after its premiere at Sundance. And also at the Sundance Film Festival, Harvey Weinstein is back. Well, back in a new documentary from director Ursula McFarlane that charts the disgraced mogul's rise and fall. The name of that documentary is Untouchable. It premiered at the festival where Weinstein once yielded so much power. The film contains interviews with a handful of women who have accused Harvey Weinstein of sexual misconduct, including actresses Rosanna Arquette and Paz de la Huerta. Weinstein has denied all of those allegations of non-consensual sex. That's a look at the news. The weather for the Washington area from the Weather Channel. Partly cloudy today, a high of 41. We'll be down to 27 overnight. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 49. Cloudy on Monday, a high of 40. Showers Tuesday, high 44. Wednesday, look for sunshine with a high of 29. 22 right now in Washington, headed to 41. 6:34 now on the Saturday morning update. Michelle Murray is in the WML Traffic Center.
We do have a disabled vehicle right now that has the ramp from 270 southbound to go into 121 eastbound closed temporarily for the disabled vehicle. Also, keep in mind that there is construction work right now, and that has Route 50 eastbound at 704 has the right lane and the right merge lane closed with pothole repair work. And also, there are some emergency water main repairs going on Columbia Pike east and westbound between Carlin Springs Road and Greenbrier Street, that in Bailey's Crossroads, so that portion of the roadway is closed.
At the Big Screen Store, it's game on. Get 10% cash back on Samsung QLED TVs. Whoa. That's up to $450 in savings, plus guaranteed delivery before the big game. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get three Samsung 4K TVs, 75-inch, 65-inch, and 50-inch. All three, just $19.99. Whoa, only at the Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, it's game on. Get 10% cash back on Samsung QLED TVs. Whoa. That's up to $450 in savings, plus guaranteed delivery before the big game. The Big Screen Store.
You may have heard that Online Trading Academy is offering a free 3-hour investing class to help you kick the new year off right. Maybe you're saying to yourself, I don't have time for that. Well, let's see. What else can you do in 3 hours? You could clean your closet, you could play a round of golf, or you could attend one of their free classes where you can learn how to earn income in the market and achieve a life of financial freedom. In this free class, Online Trading Academy will show you how to generate income by identifying low-risk, high-reward opportunities. They'll even show you how to avoid making the two most common mistakes that investors make all the time. Don't miss out on 3 hours that can change everything. It's a new year, and you owe it to yourself to get this right. Call 877-304-TRADE. That's 877-304-TRADE, or register online at otaclass.com. Call now and they will send you home with a free investor kit just for attending. It's 877-304-TRADE, 877-304-TRADE, or otaclass.com.
Meet Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services.
It's so hard to find really good advice because there's so much information out there. People just think anything they go Google on the internet is true. That's one of the problems. We talk about at our events and with our clients a lot.
There may be some good information that they find, but it may not be the best solution for that particular situation.
Find out more about Abish Financial Services Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL and at retirementkeyradio.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Saturday Morning Update. Good to have you with us on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us each week from the Washington Times. She writes Inside the Beltway. And how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good, Rick. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Looks like the government workers are going to be doing better now that they will get paychecks. But, wow, the shutdown showdown coming to a close, at least for the moment, this chapter ending on Friday. And as we look back on the shutdown, so many stories out about the efficacy of the wall. You've looked into some stats at DHS.
It's a good place to start because there are going to be so many competing narratives about all of this. I mean, we all know that President Trump has pretty well spelled out what he would like to do, and the media will take off of that and build their own castles, as it were. But let's talk about these numbers. And indeed, these are coming from the Republican members of the House Homeland Security Committee, and they've kind of done a rundown about how well a wall works. And to me, whenever things get really murky in the media in particular, it's always good to look at the numbers. And let's look at the numbers. The southwest border, well, it runs 2,000 miles along some very rough terrain, deserts, mountains, the Rio Grande, and there are physical barriers on 654 miles of it. And the reality of all this is that the sections of the border where there is fencing and walls have caused a huge and lasting decrease in illegal immigration. Again, this is coming from the House Homeland Security Committee, the Republicans on that, and this is what they have to say. They've gone through the numbers from the Department of Homeland Security, and this is what they say. In the San Diego section, that was built in 1992, there was a 92% drop in illegal traffic since it was built. Then there's the El Paso area. That was built in 1993. There was a 95% drop in illegal traffic there. Over in Tucson, built in 2000, a drop of 90% over the past 15 years. And out in Yuma, built in 2005, illegal traffic has dropped 95%. Again, this is coming from Homeland Security. In particular, it's coming from Representative Mike Rogers, Alabama Republican. He's a ranking member on the committee itself. He said, it used to be that members of Congress could put country over party in the name of national security. But Speaker Pelosi refuses to even negotiate a compromise to deal with a crisis at our southwest border. Now is the time to make a down payment on border security by funding a border system that includes barriers, technology, personnel, and access roads. The border system is an all-of-the-above pragmatic solution to a complex problem. I hope my Democratic colleagues will show up to negotiations in good faith and resist the attempts of the far left to make them the party of open borders. So that's kind of that's how we get into this complicated situation, Rick.
Nancy Pelosi, the new Speaker of the House, of course, was crowned queen by CNN after the things came to a conclusion on Friday afternoon. And there's a lot of different perspectives on Nancy Pelosi floating around out there, aren't there?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right on that. In fact, all of these discord and controversy and rage all around the Capitol, a veteran political observer has felt called upon to look in the past. This would be Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. And he has revisited the cost of how much House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's travel aboard military aircraft has cost. And he has tracked this for the last decade. Think about that. And he's gotten his many numbers and records here by obtaining Defense Department documents, the real deal, through Freedom of Information Act requests. And he says, we have long noted Pelosi's abuse of the perks of public office that granted her access to luxury military travel. And Mr. Fitton outlined all of this in a very fine op-ed he wrote for Fox News. He said, we reported in 2010 that Pelosi's jet travel cost the Air Force $2,100,000 over a two-year period. And he said $101,000 of this alone was for in-flight expenses like food and alcohol. Mr. Fitton also reports that the average cost of a congressional delegation trip was $228,000. And of the 103 trips that Ms. Pelosi led, 31 included members of her family. Again, this is coming from Tom Fitton. He also cited a journey to the Middle East for lawmakers and their spouses that cost close to $18,000 per hour just for the use of the aircraft. Oh, but there were some other things that they found on these Defense Department documents. This is what Mr. Fitton notes. He said purchases included Johnny Walker Red Scotch, Grey Goose Vodka, E&J Brandy, Bailey's Irish Cream, Maker's Mark Whiskey, Courvoisier, Bacardi Light Rum, Jim Beam Whiskey, Beefeater Gin, Dewar Scotch, Bombay Sapphire Gin, Jack Daniels, Corona Beer, and several bottles of wine. So those are our numbers for early this morning, courtesy of Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton.
Those aren't the rail brands either. Those are the real brands. Well, we could use those when we talk about the doomsday clock, and there's been a lot of talk in the news about it. You've got it covered for us this morning.
Yes, indeed. This week, the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists looked into the annual state of the doomsday clock, and this is a symbolic and iconic, clock. It's not really a clock, but it's meant to show how close humanity is to ultimate destruction from nuclear weapons, et cetera, et cetera. And they have left the doomsday clock at 2 minutes to midnight. And it was also 2 minutes to midnight last year as well. This is what they have to say. A new abnormal. It is still 2 minutes to midnight. This is what the scientists are saying. And they were citing an increased use of information warfare to undermine democracy as an influence on their decision, Rick. And you have to remember that these readings, 2 minutes to midnight, this is the closest that this timepiece has come to doomsday since 1953. And that's when the United States and Soviet Union were testing atomic weapons. And who should weigh in on this all but former California Governor Jerry Brown? He is actually was named last year as the executive chairman of this organization. He says humanity faces two dire and simultaneous existential threats, nuclear weapons and climate change. The longer world leaders and citizens thoughtlessly inhabit this abnormal reality, the more likely it is that we will experience the unthinkable. And he says that there's a new Cold War now underway. And if you're curious about the Doomsday Clock, it was created in 1947, and it was originally set at 7 minutes to midnight. And it went all the way to 17 minutes to midnight in 1991 at the end of the Cold War. But Mr. Brown says we're in a new Cold War now, so we'll see what happens.
There's been a lot of talk about the Democratic Party veering to the left, but there is some interesting research out from a very reputable research firm.
Well, yes, indeed. This is coming from the Pew Research Center, and they just they always have wide-ranging surveys which kind of gauge the sentiments of both parties, and they do it a lot, and they do it very well. And here's just something very simple, kind of telling. They say, looking ahead, most Republicans want to see their party move in a more conservative direction. Nearly 6 in 10 Republicans, 58%, say they want the GOP to move in a more conservative direction, compared with 38% who would like it to move to a more moderate direction. Again, this is coming from the Pew Research Center. Among Democratic voters, somewhat more say they want the Democratic Party to move in a more moderate direction, 53%, than a liberal direction, 40%. So that's kind of a pretty accurate gauge about where people stand. You hear that a lot of people are moderates. Well, I think a lot of people are conservatives as well, judging from these numbers. And also the research said that a record-setting 54% of Americans now say that that the two parties have a great deal of differences between them now. And you have to look back at some of the archives here, which I did. And if you look in 1994, during that year, 23% felt that there was a great deal of difference between the two parties. So that does show you that pronounced partisan divide that kind of upsets everybody, I think.
Big show on Netflix is The Crown, and an interesting casting announcement this week.
Yes, yes. Let's talk about an interesting casting moment here. And yes, a lot of people do watch The Crown, very, very popular. Well, someone has to play Maggie Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher, because they are fast approaching the era of 1964 to 76, which they are going to go in production on that particular number of years. Anyway, who do you think is going to play Maggie Thatcher? Well, you know, Meryl Streep was the last person to play the Prime Minister, and she was one of five actresses to portray it. She won an Oscar for her role in the film The Iron Lady back in 2011. Well, the newest person that is going to play Margaret Thatcher is none other than Gillian Anderson. You must remember she was absolutely beloved for her portrayal of FBI agent Dana Scully on The X-Files. And she's going to appear as Margaret Thatcher in the fourth season of the series. And the casting call has gotten Miss Anderson's, quote, left-wing fans in an uproar. This is according to The Guardian, the British news organization. The apparent issue is that Anderson is too hot to play Thatcher, and her beauty will humanize the reviled politician while making Anderson herself less likable. So those are the dynamics behind all of that. It's amazing that politics even comes into this, but it does. And, you know, a lot of conservatives are going to think, well, you know, if Margaret Thatcher's there, surely Ronald Reagan's going to have to be in the script, too. But there's no news yet on who will play Reagan.
So why don't we segue from Maggie to Mary? And we're not talking about Mary, Queen of Scots.
No, we're not. Actually, we're talking about a local author who is a really great local author, and that is presidential historian Craig Shirley. And he contacted me the other day to say that he has just turned in the final chapter of his latest project to his publisher, which is HarperCollins. And the forthcoming book is called Honored Madam, and it is a definitive biography of none other than Mary Ball Washington. She is the mother of George Washington, also five other kids, and she's also a reminder about some very old-school tenacity. She's kind of a colonial powerhouse. Again, this is coming from Craig Shirley. He's already authored four books on Ronald Reagan, lots of other folks. And he himself lives out in the Virginia countryside, so this is kind of a personal project of his. He feels close to it. He says that George Washington used to pass by where his house is on his way to Williamsburg. But all of that aside, this is what Mr. Shirley told me. He said, I always thought history dealt Mary Ball Washington a raw deal and decided to investigate and found that she was far more complex and complicated than history portrayed her. A definitive, honest account of her life has never been written. She was tough, no doubt about it, but a single, widowed woman raising five children and stepchildren, successfully managing plantations, money, budgets, servants, in a century not very hospitable to women, had to be strong. Again, this is Craig Shirley talking here. He says, and her relationship with her son was fascinating. She frustrated him and embarrassed him, no doubt, but he was always a dutiful son. His letters to her always opened with a salutation, Honored Madam, hence the title of the book. And already Newt Gingrich and Laura Ingraham have both declared they're going to read this book. It's called Honored Madam from Craig Shirley, coming out a little later this year.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times, is always a pleasure to have you on the program, and we will see you next week.
Yes, indeed. Thanks a lot, Rick.
And you can follow Jennifer on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. 6:51 Saturday morning update. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray is in the WML Traffic Center.
The earlier disabled vehicle on the ramp from 270 to go on to 121 eastbound cleared, and the ramp has been reopened. Traveling in the Virginia on 395 southbound, watch for a work zone southbound in the vicinity of King Street, causing a brief delay through that area. On 95, though, traffic still moving well as you make your way from Springfield all the way past Lorton into Woodbridge and Stafford County. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And it looks partly cloudy for today. We'll have a high temperature of 41. Overnight lows tonight down to 27. For tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 49. Monday looks partly cloudy, high 40. Tuesday, showers with a high of 44. Wednesday, sunshine, high of 29. In Washington right now, 22 degrees, and we're heading up to 41. 6:52, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It's the Saturday morning update. Friday afternoon, the end of the shutdown announced. We are joined by Charlie Spearing. He is the senior White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Charlie, good to have you with us.
Rick, thanks for having me.
The Democrats are claiming it as a victory to reopen the government without border wall funding. The president is giving the Congress 3 weeks to cut a deal, or else he's threatening yet another possible shutdown. After the standoff, Charlie, how does the president come out in all of this, especially among his base?
Well, it certainly looks bad for the president. He's been saying for weeks that he would not cave. He demanded wall funding before he would reopen the government. And in spite of all of his work, that did not happen. And he ended up caving on this specific issue. Now, look, it's a temporary cave. It's a cave of 3 weeks. So, you know, the president is obviously hopeful that he can get something in 3 weeks, but the political momentum, he took a big hit. And I think Schumer and Pelosi are rightfully celebrating because they finally resolved the shutdown, which had reached peak crisis at earlier Friday morning. And I think that the president had to relieve the pressure, and he certainly came out and did his best to ensure his base that he was going to still fight. He still got 3 weeks to try to make a deal happen, so we'll have to see whether or not he has any success.
It seemed as though the support for Nancy Pelosi's position of a wall being immoral and that there's no way that we should have a wall, that seemed to be weakening among some of the Democratic leadership. Even Steny Hoyer admitted that a wall was not immoral, and some of the other Democratic leaders saying that, yes, walls are effective in some areas, not all areas. There was some momentum against her, but, wow, it just struck me that Friday afternoon, they sure picked up a lot of momentum among their base, and in particular, the Speaker of the House among the Democrats.
Well, yeah, you certainly saw Pelosi holding fast and keeping most of her caucus in place. And her argument is that she would be happy to make negotiations for wall building, but repeated her demands throughout the entire process that the president reopen the government first. And look, it's really disappointing on the president's case because he gave up his Christmas holiday, his New Year's holiday, to sort of force this. He was remained in Washington the whole time, looking to make a deal. And it's sad for the workers, the federal workers who were put on furlough or who worked without pay for, over a month. And certainly sad for those border security people who, even though they weren't getting checks, they backed the president's fight. And they saw that as an important fight to have, and they signaled their support for the president. But at this point, it seems like it's all wasted. But we'll have to see what happens in 3 weeks, whether, members of Congress can negotiate a deal with some sort of physical barriers on the border. That'll be really dependent on whether the president can get this done and whether or not members of Congress are willing to go with that for the president, despite this what looks now as a pretty rough political failure.
So this was the first head-to-head for the new speaker against the president. Is there less pressure on her now when they do send this to committee to try and do some negotiating? Is there less pressure on her to say absolutely no money for the wall? In other words, can she maybe free up some money for the wall now that she's won this very important initial victory?
Well, that'll depend in the Senate, and the Senate really sort of runs the table at this point because they have to reach that 60-vote threshold. So it'll be interesting to see whether they can develop some sort of plan that gives, some money for some border structures on, some physical barriers on the border without, triggering a universal opposition from Senate Democrats. Now that the government is open, maybe that frees up a little bit of flexibility, but keep in mind, the Democrats want to use border security as a tool to get amnesty from President Trump, and they're going to continue to demand, major concessions on immigration policy, on amnesty for DACA recipients, and all sorts of things like that. So I don't think that, an easy deal will happen, but the president has, this card in his back pocket, the whole idea of declaring a national emergency, and he certainly mentioned that on Friday, referring to that as sort of the ultimatum that he's now setting up.
Charlie Spearing, senior White House correspondent at Breitbart, thanks for being with us this morning.
You bet. Anytime.
6:58 on the Saturday Morning Update.
The gift giving continues with $4,000 a day.
Awesome.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times each weekday.
Thank you.
New year, new chances to win $4,000 a day.
You guys are awesome.
Happening now on WMAL.
Hey, it's Eric Stewart from the Point of View Home Shows, heard right here on WMAL. For the past 30 years, I've been helping individuals just like you sell their homes. Because of my experience, I've put together a guide that will teach you the basics like market timing and what home renovations give you the highest return. This Market Ready Guide sells for $19.99, but if you're one of the first 20 callers, I'll give you one for free. Pick up your phone now, call 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104.
At MGM National Harbor, we're putting cold hard cash in your hands. Now through March 1st, play daily for a chance to win $10,000 cash every Friday and be automatically entered to win the biggest cash prize of the year. Just swipe your M Life Rewards card and and you could be the one shoveling cash this season. Every day is monumental at MGM National Harbor when you have another chance to win.
Person must be 21 and cannot be on the Maryland exclusion list. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.com or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
News next at 7 o'clock with Heather Curtis. We're back with John Gizzi, White House correspondent for Newsmax.com. Also talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson. Stay with us.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.